And a very good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning, the 17th of November, the year 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20, Jesus says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. What an incredible promise from the Lord Jesus. Then we go to the first book of Corinthians, chapter 2 and verse 9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Another beautiful promise, something to think about all day long today. Do you know that today is the 32nd anniversary of the time that the Lord Jesus called me in my prayer room almost audibly to go into the world and hire stadiums and hire sports fields and hire town halls and have campaigns and preach the gospel and pray for the sick? I was sitting in my prayer room. I remember it 32 years ago. And folks, I want to tell you, it is the most exciting life that I could ever have dreamed of. But it doesn't come without blood, sweat, and lots of tears. I remember driving into Ladysmith, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa, in my pickup, in my farm clothes, to book the town hall. The Lord asked me three questions. Number one, are you prepared to be a fool for me? I said, that's easy, Lord. I'm a fool anyway. Number two, are you prepared for people to say all manner of evil against you for my sake? I swallowed hard. I said, I think I can do that, Lord. And the third one, are you prepared to see less of your family for my sake? I must say the tears started to run down my cheeks because I'm a farmer. I'm used to coming home every single night. I said, Lord, by your grace. And I felt him say, well, carry on. And that was the beginning of the very first campaign that we have ever had. I want to say to you today, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, the size of a little mustard seed, that mountain will move. But you must be prepared to go through with it for Jesus' sake. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and goodbye.